Do you kill spiders in your home? Well, new research says you should never kill them. You can text in, do you kill them? I always get told by my wife, go kill a spider. Like every day I have to kill.
Go, Vinny, go, Vinny.
You have spiders every day?
Seriously, for a little while there, we had an old front door and they used to crawl like underneath and they used to get in the house and we had to take care of that problem. It's gotten a lot better.
It's worse in the wintertime, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. It is. Yeah.
You seek the warmth.
Because, yeah, they just want somewhere warm to go.
Well, get out of here. You don't have to go home. Get the hell out of here.
Anyways, apparently they've done new research on this. You should not be killing spiders in your home. Now, of course, there are some venomous ones that you should get rid of. But the common ones are cobweb spiders and cellar spiders. These are the daddy long legs. You've seen these before. Now, I hope this doesn't sound too like creepy and for like an early morning. But apparently these spiders, they help eliminate annoying or disease-carrying insects like mosquitoes. So it's better off that they're there so they can kill the mosquitoes that are around as well. Ladybugs are good for your home. They kill up to 5,000 little pests in a lifetime. Bumblebees protect your yard as well. So,
bumblebees we really need actually for our whole entire ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Ladybugs are good luck too.
They are
when
good
you
luck.
See them, it's good luck. You're and right. I mean the spiders
until they bite you. Yeah.
Okay, most of them don't bite.
They're ferocious.
No, they don't.
They can be ferocious.
Ladybugs, most of them don't bite.
They don't bite.
But with spiders, for me, like I'll put them outside if anything. I haven't seen a spider. I mean, I live really high up in a condo, so I haven't seen a spider for a while. But I would put it outside. And I know maybe something's going to happen to it out there, but at least it's like kind of like natural selection, you know. I can't kill it.
You can't do it?
I can't kill it.
You can't take a Kleenex and just go.
I can't. I cannot.
I don't have a problem killing them because I know that as soon as I kill one, there's another that's going to pop up.
Okay,
right?
People could say that about humans.
It's like,
you could say that about humans. That's horrible.
In my house, I will control my own pests. But you have to trust the ecosystem of the house as well, right? Like every house has them, whether you see them or not, right? I remember I was in Thailand and I was staying in these hotel rooms and there were like full blown like lizards, like geckos, like in every corner of the room. And I'm thinking to myself, how can I sleep with them like staring at me? And the reality is that you need them to kill all the bugs that could potentially bite you. They're your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So there you go. You
slept with the lizards?
Slept with the lizards.
So now when my wife says kill the spider, I'll just be like, no, just keep it there.
You get a cup, you put it over, you slide a little piece of paper underneath, and you put it outside. You're going to feel better about it.
So respectful.